questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, if you have been following such shows, we are trying to answer some doubts on misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs with presence of Islamic scholars from Qom Seminary students. We have today invited Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary School, as an Islamic researcher, to answer the questions of ours in this very session. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here. In this show, we are trying to ask a question from the respected guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, about the issue, about the concept of backbiting or ghibah. We want to ask from an Islamic researcher and some scholar that first let's define and know what the backbiting is, what is the ugliness of that, and why is it belittled. So this reason, we want to first know what the backbiting means in Islamic, let's say, terminology, or let's say technically speaking, what does backbiting mean? Then inshallah we shall ask the Shaykh about how to refrain from performing and doing ghibah or and backbiting a person. Shaykhana, we are listening.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that if you go to the Islamic laws, our scholars, they have explained and defined the concept of ghibah. For example, one of the scholars, they defined it in this way that, of course, it had been accepted by the majority of scholars, Shia scholars, about the concept of backbiting. Mm-hmm. He said that if you wanted to disclose the hidden shortcoming or weak points of people, by the intention of belittling that individual, your action considered to be ghibah. Okay, mm-hmm. Or backbiting. So it has all these conditions that I mentioned. First of all, it had to be, you know, hidden, let's say, shortcoming or weak point that of individual, some deficiency, hidden deficiency of that individual. You want to disclose that, mm-hmm. you know, make it public. By the intention of belittling of that individual, okay? It's considered to be ghibah. For example, in one of the narrations of Noble Prophet Muhammad, we have the, he said that al-ghibatu an yathkura al-rajul bima yakrah an yasma. Of course, Noble Prophet Muhammad has been indicated to one of the, let's say, qualities of backbiting of individual. Yeah. If you mention something for another person that makes him or her, you know, annoyed, in order to annoy that individual, to mention something behind him or her is considered to be ghibah. Of course, okay. As I mentioned, is one of the characteristics of ghibah. But if you want to give a general idea about that, general concept of ghibah, it means that what I mentioned in the beginning, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you annoy a person to mention something, weak points of individual, you know, hidden weak points of that individual, in order to annoy that individual, okay, or to, for example, belittle that individual, all of that considered to be ghibah and backbiting. And it is one of the gravest sins that we have in the verse of Noble Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt.
Very true. So in case this, whatever we are saying behind a person is known as ghibah or backbiting. So in case it is true, then it is ghibah. But in case if it is false, then we are actually giving a title or attributing something to a person which has no reality, then it is not only ghibah, but also a tohma is added to the sin, right?
Exactly, yes. We have, of course, sometimes individual, you know, we have different concept of insulting, which we call is sab, mm-hmm. or sometimes slandering, as you mentioned. You mentioned mm-hmm. something which is not existed in that individual. We have different kinds of you know, evil action, verbal evil action of that people. But we are talking about the concept of ghibah, which is backbiting.
Exactly. So we are not talking about the concept of slandering or, let's say, tuhma.
Yes.
So we want to say that it is not good, it is not recommended, it is ugly to talk about a person in case when we say something about a person while he is not present, as if and if we say the same thing, the same word, or the same let's say saying in front of him, he will get annoyed. But this, whatever we're talking about, has a reality. So let's say, you see, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, whatever we're talking about is not something that has no reality. We're telling something about a person that has reality. This is called ghaibah. This is called backbiting. And if it doesn't have any reality, and if it's not true, then it is slandering. So we need to be cautious on what we are doing. Then, so what is our duty, Sheikh, when we are in a gathering and we really do not like to do ghaibah or backbiting of a person, but we are there in a circle of, let's say, people, in a circle of family, in an assembly, we are somewhere, and some people are talking about others while they are not present, and they are doing ghaibah. What is our duty here?
Unfortunately, we witnessed some gathering that some people, unfortunately, they backbites very easily of of many, you know, other Muslim brothers and sisters. Your responsibility over there is to just to leave that meeting or gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you could not do that,
and if it is an act of, let's say, an implied, and if it makes an implied indication, then what is our duty?
Yeah, sometimes it is, you know, maybe it causes kind of rude to people if you want to leave the session.
Yeah.
In that case, okay, you have to defend that, you know, backbitten person.
Mm-hmm.
Try to, for example, that person who has been backbitten, just to defend that individual and to try to have support for that individual. Or to try to, you know, some kind of revise the reputation of that individual,
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, give back the reputation of that individual. In that case, maybe you have been, you know, forgiven. But the and another way is to refute and to reject the person who is backbiting. Okay.
Yeah.
Because in one narration, one individual in the presence of Imam al-Hussein, he backbited a Muslim. We have in the narration, لَرَجُلٍ اِخْتَابَ عِنْدَهُ رَجُلًا. How rude this person in the presence of Imam al-Hussein, he backbited a Muslim. Imam said, يَا هَذَا كُفَّ عَنِ الْغِيبَةِ. He said that, stop backbiting a Muslim or mm-hmm. any other individual, فَإِنَّهَا إِدَامُ كِلَابِ النَّارِ, because it is a food of the dogs of the hell.
Mm-hmm.
See? You know, we can understand from this narration that first responsibility of us is to refute the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Very
stop
true.
The backbiting person, backbiter, from doing that,
Very
from
true.
Doing this kind of evil.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, so two solutions you have actually offered. That's the first was leaving the assembly or leaving that circle, or even stopping them to say more of that person. I think it was a third thing as well that you mentioned, and to say some good word about the person who was backbeaten.
Yeah.
And in case it happened anyhow, I mean, whether we have done the reaction or not, then what is our duty? Do we have to go and, let's say, find the consent of that person and ask for the repentance, or let's say ask that person to accept our excuse and tell him that we have backbeaten you?
Yeah. You see that, of course, according to the majority of scholars, it is not necessary to go and seek for the pleasure of that individual. Rather, it is necessary to ask forgiveness and istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, to do it very immediately after you committed that evil action, try to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, ask forgiveness if you have done it yourself, okay, ask forgiveness for that. But if you have listened to the, you know, backbiting of an individual, again, it is very recommended to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because maybe there is no difference between the person who listened to backbiting or person who commit that evil action, according to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. So in both cases, it is very recommended to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing istighfar. You know, and try to not to repeat that again. As we mentioned in other episode, one of the condition of repentance is to have the will that you would never repeat that evil action again.
I want to have to look at this issue from another perspective. That how beautifully Islam says that it's not compulsory on you to go and tell the person that we have backbitten you. Because even in psychological issues, it is being said that in case you go and tell somebody that, okay, I have done this and that in front of you or behind you, the person will get stuck and will get angry about whatever has been said. Mm-hmm. Even if he, at the end of the day, tells that okay, I have forgiven you. So it's good. It's not compulsory and asked to go and find the consent of that person. Just to, as you rightly mentioned, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness and to forgive the same person that was backbitten. I think these are good actions to be done, and we have the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our repentance, inshallah, in that case. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even forgive that person that we have backbitten. And even in case we go and tell the person that we have backbitten you, it means that we have broken the ugliness of the sin itself. And even it is as if we are promoting the same concept that we are trying to run away from. That is, the badness of backbiting is not being preserved.
Yeah, psychologically speaking, as you mentioned, it has some kind of root to that individual, you know, and that maybe some people, they cannot stand it, and it caused some kind of, you know, let's say, sorrow or depression toward that person. If you say that I have backbiten you, you know, it caused some kind of, you know, problem in the relationship and interaction of people. So it is very recommended and it is, you know, obligatory to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather seeking pleasure of that individual.
Yeah.
And of course, not to repeat that again.
Very true. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your scholarly answers to the questions on the concept of backbiting or ghaiba. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us not to approach this bad and ugly sin in our lifetime. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Qiyan and Islamic Beliefs.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن إن في الجنة نهراً من لبن لعليٍ وحسينٍ وحسن لعليٍ وحسين حسيني وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن